almost heaven. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage you, invite you to go to the Devil Radio website. We have a link. Many of you have asked for it, and we put it on up in the menu, on the menu bar. Support Devil Radio. Some have asked how we can do it. Love to have your help. Go on the website, click on it, support Devil Radio, and they'll tell you how to do it. And while you're at it, download the Devil Radio app. You can download it also from the Google and Apple store. Take Devil Radio with you 24/7 wherever you go. Listen to your favorite shows. A major development in foreign policy. Joe Biden has decided to send 3,000 more troops back to Afghanistan. We had 2,500 there. We withdrew them. The Taliban have now taken over more than two-thirds of the country, something like 9 provincial capitals, maybe more, as I'm speaking. And we left 650 people there to guard our embassy, and that's not enough. We've sent 3,000 troops back. We have another 3,500 in Qatar, which is a friendly country nearby, 3,500 Marines in case we have to send them in too. Oddly enough, Moscow Mitch himself urged Biden to do it and supports this. And it takes the Republican complaining component out of foreign policy on this issue. Let me unpack how we got here, what I think Biden is doing, and what I think we should do. You may recall that back when Donald Trump was president, he was very impulsive, and he also had no experience in foreign policy, and his only foreign policy objective was to serve Vladimir Putin, because Putin had funded him, or autocrats over there for years, his companies. And I believe the Steele report, that there is a tape of Trump having perverted sex with women posing as prostitutes who are actually KGB agents. And even if there is not such a tape, and Trump's servility to Putin is so extraordinary, and I think there is a tape, but even if there wasn't, the funding enough was alone. In any event, he did it. But everything else he didn't care about. So you remember with Turkey, Turkey was originally the site of the Ottoman Empire, invaded much of Europe. Turkey has a history of genociding ethnic groups and religious groups, not its own, consistent with jihad. They genocided the Armenians 100 years ago, and now they're after the Kurds. Kurds were a different ethnic group, although many of the Kurds are also Muslims, although some are also Christians. So Erdogan of Turkey called Trump up when Trump was on the golf course and said, would you get away from here for a while in Syria so we can go after the Kurds? And Trump wanted to get to his ball. He said, go ahead. Just like that, without talking to the NSA, anybody else. And the genocide of the Kurds started by the Turks. And Trump took out our troops. And as they left, Kurdish women held up their infants and said, please take them with you or they will be murdered. That's Trump, okay? Well, in Afghanistan, what he did was impulsive, no foreign policy experience, no advice, didn't talk to anybody. He directly contacted the Taliban. Now, the Taliban are the successors to the Mujahideen. You may have seen movies back in the 80s. Some action movies. I forget if it was in a James Bond movie or which movie it was, but Mujahideen fought the Russians. Remember back then? The Russians invaded them, and therefore Carter canceled the 1980 Olympics because the Russians invaded Afghanistan. We supported the Mujahideen, the predecessors of the Taliban, and they drove the Russians out. In my view then and in my view now, we should not have supported them as strongly as we did and have the Russians crush them, but take casualties themselves. And when they were finally driven out, both of them would have been weakened, but we didn't do that. Okay, we didn't do that. We're talking 41 years ago. Well, the Mujahideen became the Taliban, and they go around and they have a very simple doctrine. Murder, sectarian murder of any religion that is not theirs, and racial murder of any groups that are not there. So the Hazaras are a different racial group. Christians and Shiite Muslims are a different religious group, and they are murdered by these people. It's a Nazi ideology. Anyway, fast forward to Trump, and they're committing some violence, but they're under control. Trump has them contacted and meets with them in, quote, peace talks, end quote, without the Afghan government present, not even letting the Afghans know. They heard about it, demoralize them. And the Taliban smiled at Trump and said, oh, yes, we will not commit violence if you do this, that, and the other thing. And Trump said, fine. And by the way, would you release the 5,000 prisoners that the Afghans have captured of our people, our leaders? Trump called them up, Afghanistan, and said, release them. They said, we can't do that. These are terrorists who are going to come back and kill us. Release them or we'll cut off aid to you. So they released them. And these people are now in the fields murdering Christians, murdering Hazaras, and murdering whoever they can get their hands on. This is Trump. This is Trump. Totally demoralized Afghanistan, the Afghan government, and now the only major city left that hasn't been overrun by the Taliban is Kabul. It is Kabul. That is the capital. And what do the Taliban do when they overrun a city? It's not pretty. First of all, they execute frequently in a horrible fashion anybody who fought for the Afghan government. And these are fellow Afghans. They're also fellow Sunni Muslims, but they execute them. Secondly, they announce to all the local people, turn over your unmarried daughters to us to be wives to our fighters. Now, in their religious and cultural tradition, you can have many wives if you're a man. Any woman who is captured in battle is considered a slave, and any woman of a different race or religion is not only a slave, but you can do whatever you want with her sexually. So it's not as if they're going to have wedding ceremonies and live with these women forever. They rape the daughters of the people who are there. They rape them. And do you see any objection to this in the West? Do you see anybody in the left saying that this is bad? Are you kidding me? No, people on the left say we should bring this culture in, this jihadist culture, and assimilate it, and it's good for multiculturalism. That's ridiculous. Rape, sectarian, and racial murder are what the Nazis did. And that was not seen as multiculturalism. So what do we have here? What should we do? What should Biden do? I will say this about Biden. I think he made a mistake. When he announced back in the spring, we are going to withdraw by September 1, that was a green light to the Taliban to go in. You should bomb them along the way, take out some people, bomb them again, take out some people. These people are sectarian and racial murderers. They're murderers. And Trump was the one who started it. But if I had been Biden when he got in, not only would he have brought in the Afghan government, and he probably did at some point, but the point is, the Taliban would say things like, we will give up violence. And they'd chuckle, and our position would be, well, we got a concession out of them. Now we're saying to them, we want a concession from you. You won't attack the embassy as we withdraw. And think about this. We're supposedly going to keep an embassy in Kabul with the Taliban running the city when they take it over. Are you kidding me? Would you like to be the ambassador? Would you like to be a secretary in that office? And what, go out on the street at night, go to a nice Afghan restaurant, have a glass of wine? You will be raped and murdered. The truth is, there is precedent for our turning down, and I should say, eliminating our embassies in some countries. The Sudan, we eliminated it decades ago. Now we're restoring it. Why did we eliminate it? Because the ambassador walked out of his office one day, is dragged by a mob and beaten to death in the street. There's some people who are a rabble, a murderous rabble, and you do not send an ambassador to a murderous rabble. They're incapable of governing themselves. This must be understood. They're incapable of governing themselves. So what do we do? how do we keep an embassy in Kabul if the Taliban overrun it, which they will? They've overrun Kandahar and Herat, and they've overrun the other big cities in the country. Where is the ambassador and where are these secretaries and clerks going to live? Okay, maybe they live right there in the embassy. They have apartments for them. Okay. And you have what? Marines? How many? My dad was a Marine in the Second World War. My uncle was a Marine in the Korean War. Another uncle was a Marine in the First World War. They are great, but you know something? A handful of Marines can't take on a million people. What do you do when you have a pathological culture? What do you do? I'm asking the question. So what Biden is doing is correct. He's sending 3,000 troops back in. He has limited bombing of them. He has resumed bombing, but he's limited to bombing things like jeeps and guns that have been captured by them. In Africa, he's told our local people, the military on the ground, that they can't drone anybody without his direct permission. And so Al-Shabaab and Al-Qaeda and ISIS and the rest of them are sweeping down, murdering Christians and Islamizing the African continent. That's got to stop. Biden has got to stop listening to the left-wing nuts in his administration who are advising this kind of stuff. The fact is that not everybody out there is at all in sync with Western civilization. And it's so fashionable to criticize Western civilization. I'll tell you what, try moving to Afghanistan. Try moving to Mali. See what happens to you. And so here's the deal. Here's the deal. Bottom line, 3,000 more troops going over. That ain't great. If we're going to do that, it was crazy to take out 2,500 he did take out. He is an experienced guy, Biden. He didn't make a mistake. He listened to a lot of nuts who shouldn't be whispering in his ear in this administration. The fact is that we don't want jihad. We don't want it in Europe. We don't want it in the United States. It's murderous. It doesn't contribute to anything other than your murder. And if you admit it, you're admitting your own execution. So we stand behind Biden and what he's doing now. But I do not see how he keeps an embassy there. How's he going to get anybody to work in the embassy? And then how about the Afghans in the embassy who will be murdered? Just like the interpreters, they've got to be taken out. Getting worked up over this. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.